Hey, there you are. I wonder where you've been. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying warm. I hope you guys are getting ready to enjoy a great holiday season and that you're doing well and you're taking care of yourselves. You know, let's think about it. A year ago today, we started the Diary of a Bald Man podcast. You and I, you the listener, the supporters, the, you know, great people that have been coming in and sending the emails and giving suggestions. And, you know, a lot has changed in a single year. You know, we did so well that we made it to the podcast awards. We didn't win, you know, but next year, hey, there's a better chance we're going to get things going, right? It's usually an odd thing for me to have things in December that I like. I've never, ever, until I got married to Rhonda, I've never really enjoyed December or Christmas, you know, things in the past and just being gone and always traveling and being out on the road or just so many different things, you know, that make Christmas, for me, the Christmas season, not so enjoyable. But that's the thing. You know, we tend, you and I, mostly me, I'm not going to say you do this, but we look on the bass, you know, of what we carried. And we think about what happened, when it happened, and that ruins the day. That ruins that season. That ruins the time. And that's ridiculous. We should never look to our past to guide us in the future. You know, when I had the Dragging Up 6.0 podcast, I read this same story, and people loved it. You know, it was a great thing to end the season, and, you know, we're going to do it again this year. When I started the podcast, I'm going to tell you a secret, and let's keep this between us. In part, you know, it's a diary, so we go over the things. You know, people were assuming, well, you just want to be heard on that. Yes, that's what a podcast is about. It's to be heard. It helps me with the PTSD because getting it out, talking about things, you know, we talk about things, seasonal issues, we talk about just work issues and things like that, and communicating helps get it off. You know, you get that stress out, you get what's on your mind and weighing you down, and you get these things going. Maybe you should start a podcast too. I'll support you. I'll throw your name out here on the podcast. But in part, it is not to tell you how to live your life. It's tell you how I succeeded in continuing to live mine. You know, I attempted suicide, not even a Christmas thing. It's not something we want to discuss at this point. But the idea of the show is not to tell you how do you live your life, but how I succeeded in mine, things that help us out. Your gift to me from my listeners, the people that download, the people that go to the show, you know, was in saying, hey, this worked. Or this didn't work. Have you tried this? And we're closing a gap where a lot of knowledge has been missing or people were looking for something. And the greatest gift to me, outside of my amazing wife and family and everybody that's been there, have been you, the listeners. Your feedback, your responsiveness, even the negative commentary, because that helps me to build, right? I mean, nails rust. So if you want to keep that foundation going, replace it. Replace it with something better, something stronger. And that's what you guys have been. My gift to you, I hope in the future, is to provide a platform to let you know I'm listening to you. You know, if you have something, go to diaryofabaldman.com. Communicate with me. All the stuff's in there. Look up on Google. Just Google Alan the Safety Guy. You can get a hold of me. I am there for you. I am there for you. And I'll return that gift. I will, you know, listen to you and I'll provide that. You know, there's been a lot of great people this year to come up and say, hey, this has been beneficial. Alan, would you share this with people? Alan, this is not so great. Would you share this with people so they don't get stumped on it as well? And we'll do that. We'll continue that. You know, we're getting ready to go into 2023. Times are hard, but we're harder. Together, our foundations and our things are going to build a brighter future. We're going to have rough days. We're going to have rough times with the season. So think about this right now. You know, like I said, I had to travel and do things on Christmas. If you would please light a candle or put, you know, if you're using LEDs, that's fine. Let's think about safety, you know, kids around the house, things like that. But light a single candle and reflect on that, the numerous veterans, military personnel, construction workers, oil rig workers, service workers, delivery people, law enforcement, first responders, the people that are going to be away from their friends, family, and loved ones during that holiday season, and put that light out to let them know and let the world know and to remind yourself you're thinking about a single individual who may not be there for you or for others at this time. Keep them warm. Keep the idea of them bright in the minds of others. If you do that for me, I'd be eternally grateful. If you do it for them, they'll be eternally grateful. In just a moment, we'll get to the meat of the matter. And we're going to have the annual reading of the Twas Night Before Christmas. If you hadn't heard the original one on Dragging Up 6.0, you can Google that. But I'm going to read that again tonight, you know, and get the message out, you know, about being Christmassy. You know, it's not the idea of giving gifts and receiving gifts and about baby Jesus and things like that. It's a time of year for expectations and dreams and reality and everything just to come together so we can close. And when we get back, we'll start with the night before Christmas. But before we do, you know, let's get into that mindset. Let's get into the mental mindset. I want you to listen to this. It's called Holiday Starts Today. Thank you for being here, and we'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Turning that damn dial. We found him. This show is dedicated to the 750,000 fans and listeners spanning from the islands of Hawaii to the trailer parks of North Carolina and over to the whorehouses scattered throughout Europe. Zip it. I wasn't finished. Of other shows and podcasts. Not my problem, people. You wanted an intellectual show that worked the brain like mental Viagra, getting old gracefully, and having a sex life like a rock star? Well, then keep your fingers crossed, because you're now listening to Alan Wolfert on Diary of a Bald Man. This follically challenged air thief and borderline coffeeholic will educate and inform you about non-penetrating UFO abductions, developing the perfect chicken and dumplings, and how to live life at the speed of dark. Makes you wish you were hard of hearing, doesn't it? And here he is, with a voice that has you yearning to hear nails being dragged across a chalkboard, Alan Wolfert.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there rose such a clatter. I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Feliz Navidad, Meli Kaliki Maka, Merry Christmas. Now get the hell out of here and enjoy the rest of your night. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you next year. Thank you.
You have been listening to Diary of a Bald Man. Alan Wofford has left the building.